Hello everyone, we're glad to see you again today. We welcome you, as always, in the Saviour's name. And today we're in John chapter 14. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about heaven and home. He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And then Thomas spoke up and says, "Lord, how can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." What a remarkable statement whenever the Saviour said, "I am the truth." Just before the Lord was crucified, he stood before Pilate. And Pilate asked the Lord a fundamental question: what is truth? Multitudes in our world are searching for and looking for truth. Scientists, psychologists, philosophers, historians, religionists, everybody looking for the truth. Sometimes you don't even know what the truth is. And yet our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, said, "I am the truth." He's the very embodiment of the truth. Truth incarnate. That means that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of our needs. We live in a world that doesn't seem to have very many answers, does it? You ask people, how do we live in this earth? Who put us here? Why are we here? What's the purpose of life? Is there any hope? Where am I going when I die? Is there a God? If there is, what's he like? How do I know him? How do I prepare to meet him? These are all questions that cannot be answered outside the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the answer to all of my failure, all of my sin. He died upon a cross because I'm a failure. I've sinned against God. I've come short of the glory of God. I've let God down. And yet Jesus Christ is the answer to my failure. Maybe today you feel like a failure. You feel lost. You know you've sinned against God. Maybe you've made a whole mess of your life. Jesus Christ is the answer to my failure. He is also the answer to all of my fears. We live in a world where it's right, I suppose, in a sense, to be fearful. There are many things that cause us anxiety, worry, stress, all of the uncertainties of life. But Jesus Christ is the answer to my fears. Let not your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. Fear not. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Whenever Jesus Christ comes into your heart and life by faith and the Spirit of God dwells within you, his perfect love casteth out all fear. Are you fearful today? He's the answer to your fears. Do you feel like a failure today? He's the answer to your failures. He's also the answer to my future. Where am I going in life? How do I know the way ahead? The Bible says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and after receive me to glory." My future in time and my future in eternity, Jesus Christ settles it all. He is the answer. Little chorus says, "Christ is the answer to my every need. Christ is the answer, he is my friend indeed. Problems and life my spirit may assail, but with Christ my Saviour I need never feel, because Christ is the answer to my every need." It's not just that he has the answer, he is the answer. He's the answer to all of your needs. Give him your heart today, give him your life. Trust in this wonderful Saviour. He's the answer. God bless you. See you next.